Ang segment na ito ay hatid sa inyo ng Medibank Overseas Visitor and Workers Health Cover. Narito pang tumulong sa inyo sa oras na kailangan nyo. Tumawag sa 03-9862-1273 at kumuha ng Medibank Overseas Visitor and Workers Health Cover ngayon.
Lumalabas sa datos ng census na higit 20% ng mga Australians ay gumagamit ng kanilang sariling lingguwahe sa loob ng kanilang bahay, maliban sa wikang English. Subalit aminado ang mga magulang, hindi madali ang pagtuturo sa mga batang dito na lumaki sa bansa. Pero malaking kaginhawaan din umano kapag natutunan nila ang lingguwahe ng kanilang pinagmulan. Bagay na sinang-ayunan ni John Hajek na linguist professor sa Melbourne University.
We know that over the longer term, bilingual children do better at NAPLAN, but actually there's more to it. It's about broader personal development. Children understanding difference, understanding people around them, understanding themselves. The research shows that small children, 4 or 5 year olds, who have another language or are learning another language, that they try harder to be empathetic towards people they're interacting with. They try harder to understand what people around them want. So, you know, it's really much broader benefits to an individual child. And that, of course, has great benefits to society in general.
Karamihan sa mga komunidad, sabi ni Professor Hajek, ay nagtuturo ng kanilang sariling wika dahil nakakatulong ito para maipasa ang kanilang kultura sa mga mas nakababatang henerasyon.
Language and culture are really closely tied together for lots of communities. And there are many success stories of second and third generation who've been able to learn the family language, the heritage language, as well as the culture very successfully. But it's really up to communities and individuals to work out what's important to them.
Ayon kay Stanley Wang, principal ng Abbotsford Primary School, marami nang gustong makapasok sa bilingual program nila. Ang Abbotsford kasi ang isa sa 12 government schools sa Victoria kung saan isinasagawa ang bilingual program o pagtuturo ng ibang lingwahe maliban sa wikang English. Ang paaralan ding ito ang may hawak sa pinakamatagal ng nagsasagawa ng Chinese bilingual program mula pa noong 1984.
The program became a high demand for young, aspirational but non-Chinese families, really wanting their children to be exposed to the language. That story is different to even nowadays to the bilingual programs like the Greek, Macedonian, and to some extent the Italian, and actually Vietnamese will fall under that heritage group, that most families who will want their kids to go to a bilingual program are of that heritage.
May kwento din ang second generation Greek Australian na si Vaso Sangales, dahil isa siya sa mga batang nakapasok ng bilingual education sa formal school noong sinimulan ito noong taong 1980s.
I remember at the time that I was probably the weakest student in the class in terms of my Greek language, but both my parents decided that participating in this program was vital and was probably better for all learners. In hindsight, I think I'm a much more enriched person, a much more cultured person, and a much more relatable person when I compare myself to my brother, who doesn't speak Greek, isn't connected that much to the Greek culture.
Dagdag ni Mr. Wang, nakikita nila na ang mga batang laki sa komunidad na maraming klaseng wika ang ginagamit o multicultural na komunidad ay natutulungang mapalakas ang kanilang pagpapahalaga sa sarili at pagkakakilanlan.
I think that's the most powerful thing. They go home and feel that me being of Chinese heritage, I can feel very comfortable speaking in Chinese and know what the cultural rules are when I face my Chinese side of family versus when I face the non-Chinese side of family. And so just the fact that I think they have equal status in this environment and they're constantly encouraged to navigate between the two worlds, for me, is the main method by which we want them to stay connected to their culture.
Dagdag ni Professor Hajek na bahagi ng Slovenia na komunidad, mahalaga ding maranasan ng mga mas nakababatang henerasyon ang mamuhay sa kultura ng kanilang kinagisnan o immersion. Kaya mahalagang matutunan ang kanilang sariling wika para maging mas madali ang komunikasyon.
For me, as a linguist and also belonging to a couple of ethnic communities myself, language is really important part of who I am and something that I want to be able to share with my children and that my children's grandparents also want to do. So for instance, in the Dutch community, there is no huge allegiance to the language, so you can still be Dutch without the language. You know, there are other things that you can do that support your Dutch identity. For other communities, such as the Greek community, of course, it's very different. Language and religion are all closely tied into Greek identity, Greek culture.
Kinilala din ni Sangales na malaking tulong sa kanya ang pagkakaroon ng matatag na komunidad para matutunan ang kulturang Greek. Bahagi na dito ang alamin ang kanilang sariling wika.
I think once you lose the language, everything else falls apart around it. So I think language is crucial.
Dahil ina din ito ng dalawang bata, nagpapasalamat siya dahil matatag na ang kanilang network para tumulong sa pagtuturo ng kanilang lingwahe sa mga bata. Kaya payo nito sa mga bagong dating sa bansa na gawing makipag-ugnay at makipagtulungan sa mga komunidad.
If you are an organized, newly arrived migrant group with one language-specific context, it is possible to ask for bilingual programs to be established in schools. There's a bit of a process there. You do have to have a large number of students. You do need to get the parents on board. You know, have that conversation with the school community. Department of Education and Training can offer to support the schools. It won't be an easy battle, and it won't be a quick process. You're talking a couple of years to get these programs established. So it is possible to get a monolingual school changed to a bilingual.
Saad nito, laking tulong din sa kanyang mga anak ang mga ginagawang programa sa labas ng eskwelahan, gaya ng Library Run Storytime, dahil nagtutulungan silang mga magulang.
We just got a group of parents together, knocked on the door of Richmond Library and said, can you, we've got 20 parents who'll support the program and turn up. And after a bit of advocacy consultation, which day, which time, got it up and running. But, you know, don't underestimate the power of organizing our own communities to do this.
Payo ni Professor Hadjik sa mga magulang na nagpapalaki ng mga batang maging bilingual speakers o may alam gamitin ang ibang lingwahe maliban sa English. Huwag masyadong taasan ang expectations sa kanilang mga anak, lalo't mas babad sila sa wikang English.
Do you have to be a perfect speaker of a language to be a speaker of it? And the answer is, of course, no. And we have to understand that children growing up in Australia, definitely their strongest language is English, and it's always going to be English. That's completely normal. They spend most of their education learning English. The world around them is English speaking. And even if you haven't had the opportunity to maintain your language and pass it on to your children, there are others around you who are able to assist. So grandparents play a huge role in being able to support, you know, the maintenance of language and culture.
At pahabol ni Principal Wang, makibagay at alamin ang kakayahan ng mga bata na matuto ng lingwahe at kultura para hindi maramdamang pabigat sa kanila ang matutunan ang mga ito.
Every kid born's really neutral about, I think, culture and connections, and often what we end up happening is that they're not neutral. They end up feeling negative about it, and that's the last thing we want. And so I think that bridge between the school and the family is that we can foster a very positive attitude. There is an important thing parents and educators need to recognize. If your child is growing up in Australia, the language they're going to be learning needs to fit the purpose of the Australian reality. I think the proficiency they will develop is one where they can comfortably express themselves and the Australian reality they live in.
Ang ulat na ito ay binuo ni Zoe Tumida na isinalin sa ating wika. Ako si Sheila Joy Labrador para sa SBS Filipino.
Ang segment na ito ay hatid sa inyo ng Medibank Overseas Workers Health Cover. Narito upang tumulong sa inyo sa oras na kailangan nyo. At sa Medibank, maaari nyo kaming kausapin sa inyong wika. Nagsasalita kami ng hanggang 160 wika. Narito kami para sa inyo upang maging at home kayo, kahit pagaano kayo kalayo sa inyong mahal sa buhay. Tumawag sa 0398621273 at kumuha ng Medibank Overseas Workers Health Cover ngayon.